Post Game Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Definitely a tough result, you know, to swallow, to deal with. But you have to look at it as, you know, you have to break the game down about in its entirety. You have to look at it each quarter. And we played great football for three quarters and a half, right? And there were points where we let down, and they got their rush game going. And then for them to seal the game off that way, it's never a good feeling. But just like any other week, you got to swallow it and move forward. Whether you win or lose, you got to be able to put that brave face on and attack the next week. I think one of the things that Vic does is that he has the offense broken down so well that he can call something on the field. And you say to yourself, when you get the call, you're like, is this really what we're going to run this play? But you run it how it's supposed to be run, and you stop him for a negative, you know, a large yoss or a sack, right? And you say to yourself, wow, he definitely has this game broken down to another level. And that's one thing you can appreciate from your defensive coordinator. He really lives this game. It seems like nowadays every quarterback in the league can take off with his feet on you eventually, right? So contain rush is a premium every week. It's something that we talk about going into every game, even when you have guys that run a 5.7 40, right? But I would say this, that, you know, us taking into account the quarterback being able to escape the pocket is something that we're going to have to do with everyone. And you have to focus on that during the week in order to come out on Sunday and be able to handle business. But you can't let them hold you back, right? Because running quarterbacks can have a tendency to make you sit back in your stance a little bit, not really get off the ball, and not really take the chances that you have to take in order to make a sack. So definitely excited. The first thing I did when I saw him in the building today was just come up and give him a hug, and just happy to see my guy back in the building.
Did he seem excited to be back?
Oh, for sure. I mean, your football is tends to be your whole life at this point, right? And it's something you've been playing your whole life. When it's not around, I could only imagine how that might feel, and don't want to feel that way ever. But you can see how happy he was to just be back in the building with his teammates, his friends, his brothers. It's exciting, man. I got to tell you, I've been to Lambeau Field one time beforehand, and that was with the New Orleans Saints. And it still has that type of, you know, that feeling, that air when you go in there. But to go in there as a Chicago Bear is a whole different feeling, right? You're in there for a dog fight. Like, it's something to prove. If they say if there's one game that you got to win, it's against the Green Bay Packers. So.